Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Tyler Shandro, the Justice Minister for the province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks so much for having me back on.
Main thing we wanted to talk about today is the provincial budget with some investments on the justice system of the province. A lot of money being spent here and help with, I guess, sort of timelier justice services and increasing access to legal help. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's kind of part of the funding here?
Yeah, there's been quite a bit of an increase for the justice budget. budgeting for the increased investment in legal aid so we can pay our criminal defense bar, an increase in the tariff, the rate that we pay them, the increase that we've committed to paying prosecutors, the increased number of prosecutors of the province, including 16 new prosecutors doing pre-charge assessment, and 140 new clerks in the court system, and four new judges last year, and another three accounted for in this budget. So it's all around, it's increases to help make the justice system more responsive to Albertans.
You mentioned the one part there about the Crown prosecutors, and I know over the years living in kind of smaller communities here in the northern part of the province, I know that just having enough Crown prosecutors around has been a bit of a headache in the sub-communities. So how much will the getting more Crown prosecutors, how much will this help the system in the province?
It's going to help a lot. We've had a high turnover rate for our prosecutors for a number of years. The turnover rate would hover anywhere between 8 and 12%, which is quite high for any job. Usually it would be around 11%. So we've actually got it down to 4.1%. So we actually have 55 more prosecutors in the system working than under the previous government. And it's just been by working with the prosecutors, making sure we're listening to them and their concerns, making sure they're paid equitably compared to BC and Ontario and the federal government, where a lot of our folks used to get poached by in the past. And so that helps in Alberta, as well as the increased number of articling positions in rural areas, so that when people start a career in rural Alberta, more likely to stay after they get called to the bar.
I also want to touch on a little bit on the legal aid funding. I know this is Legal Aid Alberta. There have been, some of those groups have been kind of wanting to see more funding for their responsibilities over the past little while. How much will this, with the money in the budget for this, how much is this going to help sort of address some of their concerns?
Well, it will address their concerns. The rostered lawyers had brought to our attention last year when we were doing a review of the tariff. It's like a list of, it used to be 40 items that a criminal defense lawyer could be reimbursed for if they took a certificate with legal aid. Now, and the hard part is we're only one of the contributors to legal aid's budget. Legal aid was working with us doing this modernization of their tariff. Once they finished that, we were able to work with the criminal defense bar in getting their advice on what's the right amount that needs to be paid for each of those tariff items. So this is now going to accommodate and budget for that increase that we announced last fall. And so great news for us, and we're really excited to continue to work with the rostered lawyers to get their feedback.
And when it comes to crime issues that people face, certainly some of the more smaller communities like we got around here, like, you know, your Peace Rivers and your High Levels and whatnot, probably have a little bit different crime-related concerns than someone in bigger cities like Calgary or Edmonton would have. With this, all these announcements in the budget here, how is this going to help with some of the crime concerns that people in the rural areas of the province have?
Well, it'll make sure that, you know, we're setting a signal to Albertans, in particular rural Alberta, that we want our justice system to be responsive to people's needs. It's we've got access to justice for people regardless of where you are in the province. Hard part is that we still do see increased crime throughout the province, including in rural Alberta, as a result of changes in 2019 from the federal government. Of course, the rules for whether you committed a crime with sentences, whether you get bail, that's all in the criminal code. That can only be amended by the feds. And they really changed the bail regime back in 2019 with Bill C-75. We now see that pretrial custody is almost impossible for any person who's accused. Of course, bail is appropriate for most people accused of a crime. You've got to be innocent until proven guilty. But there are some repeat offenders and people accused of a serious crime where pretrial custody is most appropriate to keep our community safe. And that's why we've been advocating with other provinces and having some of those changes that were done in 2019 reversed. And we've got a commitment now from the federal government that they will be making some changes fairly soon. So it'll take some time. Hopefully later on this calendar year, we'll start to see the benefits of the changes that they're going to be making. It won't be the end of our advocacy. I think there's more to be advocating for with the bail regime, make sure our communities are safe. But yeah, the last 4 years, I think rural Alberta has really seen a lot of repeat offenders offending and then going back out same day on no cash bail. And that's been really frustrating for rural Albertans.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trending 55 Odyssey, we always like to throw in a little personal question as well. Now, we are coming up on springtime here in Alberta, and you know some people have different activities they like to do when the weather starts to get a little better out there. What about with you? What's kind of some of your go-to activities for the springtime here?
Well, spring, I mean, March here in Alberta, I think, as most Canadian families, is playoff time for hockey for kids. So our kids just finished playoffs, actually just yesterday, but we still have another tournament this weekend. So still being a hockey parent is taking up most of my time until the end of this month. April, I guess, you know, now that the snow is melting, maybe getting the bike out. Don't know if I'm going to get any opportunities to still ski out in the mountains. We're in a campaign now, so it's probably just knocking on doors when I'm not with the family.
Well, certainly let you get to that. Alberta Justice Minister Tyler Shantrew, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, thank you. Pleasure to talk to you again, Kyle.